This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the PDF version at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. The title of this article is Exploring Students' Perception of Quizzes as a Learning Media in Higher Education.
Explorer la perception des élèves de quizzes en tant que média d'apprentissage dans l'enseignement supérieur.
The authors of this article are Harun Sitompul of Universitas Negeri Medan, Indonesia, Retno Sayekti of Universitas Islam Negeri Sumatera Utara, Indonesia, Sri Ramadui Saraja of Universitas Asahan, Indonesia, and Saminati of Universitas Islam Negeri Sumatera Utara, Indonesia. Abstract. The use of game in education has been evidenced to improve students' engagement in learning. However, much research shows that the use of game in learning is only effective for high school students, while its use for students of higher education is limited. Research on game in education has predominantly been occupied by Kahoot, while quizzes has received less analysis. This research aims to explore student perception of quizzes as a learning media and the related obstacles experienced in a library science study program of State Islamic University of North Sumatera in Indonesia. The research uses a combination of quantitative and qualitative methods, such as survey and focused group discussion, with a sample of 272 undergraduate students. The study found that the use of games in learning actively increased student engagement and led to a significant improvement in independence and self-control in learning. During the learning activity, students maintain that they gain their self-confidence while enjoying the game. The research suggests that to increase learning achievement, educators should use various teaching strategies that encourage students' active mental and physical engagement. Additionally, it is expected that this learning experience and content will enhance students' retentive memory. Keywords: educational technology, game-based learning, gamification, library and information science, quizzes.
Résumé. L'utilisation du jeu dans l'éducation a été mise en évidence pour améliorer l'engagement des élèves dans l'apprentissage. Cependant, de nombreuses recherches montrent que l'utilisation du jeu dans l'apprentissage n'est efficace que pour les élèves du secondaire, tandis que son utilisation pour les étudiants d'enseignement supérieur est très limitée. Les recherches sur le jeu dans l'éducation ont été principalement occupées par KE, alors que Quizzes a moins d'analyse. Cette recherche exploratoire vise à explorer la perception des étudiants de Quizzes en tant que média d'apprentissage et les obstacles connexes vécus dans le programme d'études de la science des bibliothèques d'une université islamique d'État en Indonésie. La recherche utilise une combinaison de méthodes quantitatives et qualitatives, telles que l'enquête et la discussion de groupes ciblés, avec un échantillon de 204 étudiants. L'étude a révélé que l'utilisation de jeux dans l'apprentissage augmentait activement l'engagement des élèves et a conduit à une amélioration significative de l'indépendance et de la maîtrise de soi dans l'apprentissage, ce qui a amélioré la réalisation des objectifs d'apprentissage. Pendant l'activité d'apprentissage, les élèves soutiennent qu'ils acquièrent leur confiance en soi tout en profitant du jeu. La recherche suggère que pour augmenter les résultats de l'apprentissage, les éducateurs devraient utiliser diverses stratégies d'enseignement qui encouragent l'engagement mental et physique actif des élèves. En outre, il est prévu que cette expérience d'apprentissage et cet contenu améliorent la mémoire rétentive des élèves. Mots-clés: apprentissage basé sur le jeu, bibliothèque et sciences de l'information, gamification, quizzes, technologie éducative.
Introduction. Learning is a multifaceted process that encompasses cognitive, attitudinal, and psychomotor aspects, involving intentional, active engagement in reciprocal activities of intention, action, reflection to achieve understanding and behavioral changes. Furthermore, it is an intentional process to achieve both understanding and behavioral change goals. To improve student motivation in learning and maintain the sustainability of academic activities, educators need to use various strategies and media that encourage both mental and physical engagement, such as games. Previous research has consistently shown that the use of games in learning environments substantially enhances the achievement of learning objectives, with studies across various fields highlighting its effectiveness. This body of work suggests that the implementation of games in educational settings should not merely be for entertainment but must constitute a sequence of meaningful activities that support educational objectives. Building on these insights and the foundational work of prominent researchers such as Ortega et al. In history education, Moon and Ka in the domain of mathematics, Basuki and Hidayati in English language learning, Kandel et al. In music learning, and Tavares in nursing, this study aims to delve deeper into the nuanced impact of game-based learning strategies. By investigating the efficacy of these strategies within a library science program, this research not only aims to validate the versatility and potential of game-based approaches across varying disciplines but also seeks to enrich the current academic discourse on educational games. Through this investigation, we aspire to contribute to a more comprehensive understanding of how game-based learning can be optimally designed and implemented to achieve desired educational outcomes, thereby offering meaningful activities that align with learning objectives. The games intended to encourage learning in students should include focused activities, reward mechanisms, and progress tracking of the learning process. According to Nachimuthu and Vijayakumari, to truly be effective, learning games must also incorporate elements that are enjoyable and intrinsically motivating for students. This approach is underpinned by the crucial role of engagement in the educational process. Engagement is a pivotal component in education for several reasons. As outlined by recent research, it is directly linked to increased student achievement, boosting satisfaction, aiding in retention strategies and learning outcomes, particularly notable in higher education settings. In this era of rapid information technology development, diverse technology-based games, including Kahoot, Poplet, Padlet, Quizzes, Google Street View, Screencast-O-Matic, and Adobe Spark, have risen in popularity for enhancing student engagement in learning. A comparative study of the effectiveness of Kahoot and Quizzes on academic achievement found both platforms to be equally effective, demonstrating no significant difference in enhancing learning outcomes. But students prefer Quizzes over Kahoot. This finding supports the premise that when educational games are thoughtfully designed with engaging elements, they can significantly impact learning, regardless of the specific platform used. Given the critical role of student engagement in academic achievement, satisfaction, and retention, alongside the necessity for a nuanced and comprehensive approach to engagement research, the use of gamified learning tools becomes increasingly important. As such, our evolving exploration into the effectiveness of technology-based games in education serves not only to expand upon the existing body of work but also to underscore the compelling need for game-based learning strategies that are intricately designed to enhance engagement across diverse student demographics and learning environments. Gamification as an approach to the learning process is based on the social learning theory developed by Bandura and Vygotsky. According to Bandura, an individual's learning behavior is influenced by encouragement from the social environment, referred to as incentives. These incentives are indicated by an individual's interest and motivation in the learning process. Bandura posited that learning occurs within a social context and is significantly influenced by observation, imitation, and modeling. This framework suggests that social incentives and intrinsic motivations play a crucial role in shaping an individual's learning behavior. Gamification leverages these principles by incorporating elements like leaderboards, badges, and points, external incentives that mirror the social reinforcements Bandura describes. These elements not only motivate learners but also foster a sense of community and belonging, reinforcing learning through social engagement and recognition. Meanwhile, Vygotsky stated that the educational process should be based on individual activities and teaching guides to monitor these activities. Vygotsky emphasized that the best way to understand the mind is by looking at how it changes, and the highest mental functions come from social activities which are mediated by tools and symbols. Moreover, the role of the educator is to create a supportive social environment for learning. Vygotsky emphasized the importance of social interaction and cultural tools in the development of cognitive abilities. He argued that learning is a socially mediated process and that the educational environment should facilitate individual activities within a cooperative framework, guided by more knowledgeable others. This perspective underlines the significance of creating learning environments that are responsive to individual needs while enabling social collaboration through shared activities. Gamification in education can be viewed as a direct application of Vygotsky's theory, providing a structured yet flexible framework where individual efforts are acknowledged within a collective context. and learning is mediated by digital tools and symbols that facilitate educational objectives. In gamification-based learning, there are several components and features, such as scores, badges, rankings, and trophies, that allow for immediate and real-time feedback. These features are incentives created to stimulate student motivation to participate in a learning environment that makes them feel happy and compete with peers. Before presenting the game, educators should determine the objectives and expected achievement by playing the game first. According to Pallava and Vijaka, one principle in game-based learning is that failure in playing is not tantamount to negative consequences of learning achievement, but only defeat. Gamification approaches in the learning process provide opportunities for students to act independently, demonstrate competence, and learn to work with others. Games can enhance immersive, flexible, tiered, diverse, and interactive learning experiences that increase student motivation and active engagement, as well as support collaboration and real-world experiences. Quizzes is one of the effective and widely used technology-based learning media by educators in various subjects. Its use stirs student curiosity, enhances creativity, and supports learning with peers. This is in line with Black and Allen's suggestion that learning is a social activity. The use of quizzes in learning creates a sense of enjoyment for students and increases focus on the learning content. The ease of learning, enjoyment, and meaningful knowledge has a positive impact on learning attitudes. Research on the utilization of games in educational contexts has predominantly focused on primary and secondary education levels, leaving a noticeable void in understanding their impact and implementation at the tertiary or higher education level. The scarcity of gamification in higher education is a notable issue. This gap is particularly pronounced when it comes to investigating students' perceptions of games as viable learning media within these more advanced educational settings. Our research endeavors to bridge this gap by exploring the application of games, specifically through the use of quizzes in higher education. By concentrating on quizzes as a learning media, this study aims to delve into students' perceptions and evaluate how games can influence learning motivation, engagement, and the overall effectiveness of the learning process. The body of academic work dedicated to examining quizzes as a learning medium remains scant and needs further exploration, underscoring the novelty and significance of our investigation in this area. Therefore, the present study aims to answer the following questions. What is students' perception of quizzes as a learning media? What are the obstacles experienced by students when learning to use quizzes? Method, participants, and context. This research was conducted within the Library and Information Science Study Program, Faculty of Social Sciences, Universitas Islam Negeri Sumatera Utara, Indonesia, in December 2022. Quizzes as a learning media was given to several classes, which include learning theory, media and curriculum, digital library, and library management classes. The study included university students enrolled in four distinct courses, spread across eight classes in the third, fifth, and seventh semesters of 2022. Table 1. Characteristic of study participants. For most students, this was their first exposure to quizzes. This research aims to explore students' perception of quizzes as a learning media and the related obstacles experienced in a library science study program at the Universitas Islam Negeri Sumatera Utara in Indonesia. By focusing on student experiences and feedback, the study intends to assess the effectiveness of quizzes in enhancing learning outcomes and to identify the specific challenges students face while adapting to this digital tool. Insights gained could offer valuable guidance on integrating technological aids more effectively within educational frameworks, especially tailored to the needs of the library science curriculum at this university. Data collection and instruments observations were conducted in classrooms to gather real-time data on participant behavior and interactions with quizzes. An observational checklist was used to ensure consistent data collection, focusing on student expressions and activities while using quizzes. Observations took place over 90 minutes, capturing both the initiation and progression of students' behavior while answering the questions on quizzes, thus yielding insights into tool engagement. These sessions were video recorded with participants' consent for later analysis. To gain a deeper understanding of participant experiences and perspectives, focus group discussions were employed as one methodological approach in our research. These discussions involved a total of 24 undergraduate students, evenly distributed across eight classes, ensuring a diverse representation by selecting three students at random from each class within the broader study cohort. Utilizing a semi-structured discussion format enabled us to thoroughly explore students' experiences with quizzes as a learning tool. This format facilitated an open environment where participants could freely share their thoughts and emotions regarding their engagement with quizzes, thereby enriching the observational data with qualitative nuances. Furthermore, to corroborate observations and discussions with tangible evidence of student behavior, the use of quizzes in class was documented using a smartphone device. This recording served as a pivotal tool, validating the insights gathered through both observations and focus group discussions. Finally, data accrued from surveys underwent tabulation and detailed analysis, forming a comprehensive overview of our findings. This multifaceted approach, integrating focus group discussions, observational recordings, and survey analysis, offered a holistic perspective on the educational impact of quizzes, illuminating both its benefits and the challenges perceived by students. The quantitative approach was used to collect data on students' perceptions, and the data was collected using a questionnaire with the help of Google Forms. Furthermore, the data collection instrument applied a 4-point Likert scale where each question was given a weight of 1 to 4 points. Point 1 represents disagree, 2 for slightly disagree, 3 for agree, and 4 for strongly agree with the statement. The questionnaire was developed to explore data on students' experiences when using quizzes, the feelings experienced, and views on quizzes as a learning media. Additionally, the instruments were developed based on the framework of EGAMEDU, developed by Gonzalez et al. Gonzalez et al. Proved the validity of EGAMEDU as a tool for measuring learning experiences using games. This tool was developed based on Bandura's social learning theory, which consists of components of fun, attention, creative thinking, active, no negative effects, control, socialization, and learning. The fun component was used to measure student interest in using quizzes. Attention measured the level of attention given by students in learning using quizzes. Creative thinking measured the level of imagination, creativity, or effort made by students when using quizzes. Activeness ascertained the emotional involvement of students and the nervousness experienced. Meanwhile, the absence of negative effects highlighted the level of frustration, difficulty, or pressure when using quizzes. Control measured the level of student independence and self-confidence developed when running the game. Socialization determined the level of cooperation between students and their interaction with peers. Finally, learning observed students' experience when learning something new. The number of instruments totaled 17 question items, which were analyzed using the JASP application version 0.16.4 to determine the validity of each question. This open-source application was also used to measure students' perceptions based on the EGAMEDU category. The research sample group totaled 272 undergraduate students in the Library and Information Science program, separated into 8 classes in 3 different course types. However, only 204 students filled out the questionnaire, of which 171 were female and 33 male. The majority of participants were between the ages of 18-23 years. Table 2 shows the number of research participants by course in the program. Table 2, number of research subjects. Quizzes is a web-based application designed for learning and learning assessment. This application was used as a media to test understanding of the learning material in the form of multiple choice questions. The quizzes questions were written in Indonesian on the subjects of learning theory, media, and curriculum, digital libraries, and library management. The educator instructed the students to answer the 17 questions using their smartphones. The educator displayed quizzes on a large projector screen to show the quiz code used by the students to join. Finally, when the students were logged into the application with their devices and ready, the educator started the quiz. During the quiz, each question was allotted a brief 30-second duration for students to respond, with each correct answer carrying a weight of 1 point. As students interacted with the quiz, the system dynamically projected a live rank order showcasing those who answered correctly and their corresponding scores. Following the quiz's conclusion, the system promptly displayed the scores and ranking order achieved by students, highlighting the top performers at the pinnacle of the leaderboard. Additionally, quizzes provides educators the valuable functionality to review and download student learning achievement reports in Excel format, facilitating comprehensive assessment and analysis of individual and collective progress. Results: students' perceptions of quizzes as a learning media. To explore data about students' perceptions of quizzes as a learning media, a Google Forms questionnaire was used. The scope of the data collected is shown in Table 3. Table 3. List of questions in the questionnaire on students' perceptions of quizzes. Table 3 encapsulates the various aspects measured in the study about students' perceptions of using quizzes as a learning tool. It categorizes student responses into distinct domains, such as fun, attention, creative thinking, activation, absence of negative effect, control, socialization, and learning as per Bandura. Each aspect is explored through specific questions, aimed at uncovering nuanced insights into how quizzes impact student engagement, involvement, emotional responses, self-efficacy, social interactions, and overall learning effectiveness. The questions range from evaluating emotional responses and engagement to assessing the platform's role in fostering independence, creativity, and collaborative opportunities among learners. Quantitative result: to present a concise description of the data sample in quantitative terms. Table 4 shows the descriptive statistics outlining the mean and standard deviation distribution values of each instrument as well as the data distribution for the student's perception instrument of quizzes. The distribution shows the total minimum value is 17.0 and the total maximum is 68.0, with a total average of 57.333 and a total standard deviation of 8.155. Table 4. Descriptive statistics, mean, and standard deviation of instruments. The data collection instrument was further measured for validity using Cronvach's alpha, which yielded a value of 0.927. As shown in Table 5, the recommended value of Cronvach's alpha was 0.7, signifying that the instrument is reliable. Furthermore, Table 6 shows the reliability test results per item of the instrument, indicating that each instrument has a value of 0.4. Therefore, all instruments were concluded to be reliable. Table 5. Frequentist scale reliability statistics. Table 6. Frequentist individual item reliability statistics. Based on Table 6, this research instrument is valid as a data collection tool on students' perceptions of quizzes as a learning media. Additionally, the results of the data collection survey through Google Forms highlighted students' responses on the perceptions of quizzes. Table 7. Students' responses about quizzes. Table 7 provides a comprehensive overview of student responses regarding their experience and perceptions of using quizzes as a learning platform. This data collected from a sample size of 204 students can be elaborated as follows. A significant majority of students reported positive feelings towards using quizzes, with 62% strongly agreeing that it made them happy and 56% strongly agreeing that it increased their motivation in learning. This suggests that quizzes is perceived as an enjoyable and motivating educational tool. The platform also scored highly on making learning more interesting and helping students focus on learning materials better, indicating its effectiveness in capturing and sustaining student attention. Responses indicate that quizzes fosters creative thinking, with 46% strongly agreeing that it enhances concentration and 58% strongly agreeing that it stimulates more creative thought processes. Most students feel actively involved when using quizzes, though a notable percentage expressed feelings of nervousness, suggesting an area for further exploration to enhance user experience. Students generally did not associate negative effects with using quizzes. Students disagreed with feeling bored, finding it difficult to understand, or feeling pressured when using the platform. High levels of independence were reported, with 65% able to answer questions independently and 53% able to operate quizzes without assistance, reinforcing the platform's user-friendliness and support for autonomous learning. The responses were mixed in the socialization dimension. While confidence in using quizzes was high, only 29% strongly agreed that it facilitates cooperation with friends, suggesting potential for improvement in promoting collaborative learning experiences. On the learning dimension, 50% of students strongly feel they can learn better using quizzes, and 48% strongly agree that it aids in remembering material longer, indicating its positive impact on learning outcomes. The data suggest that quizzes is perceived very positively by many students across multiple dimensions important to effective learning. It highlights the platform's capability to engage students, enhance concentration and creative thinking, and promote active learning with minimal negative effects. However, there are opportunities to further explore and address aspects related to nervousness, socialization, and cooperation to maximize quizzes' educational potential. Qualitative result based on observations of the use of quizzes in the classroom. Students showed an enthusiastic attitude toward learning. This research shows that the utilization of quizzes in learning is a new experience for most students. Students expressed happy behavior seeing the results of the respective scores. Some students even requested that the quizzes media be repeated at the next face-to-face meeting. Obstacles experienced by students when learning to use quizzes. The qualitative questions designed for the focus group discussions aimed to explore various dimensions of student experience with quizzes, including but not limited to usability, engagement, motivational aspects, and any challenges encountered. Specifically, questions such as what challenges do you face while using quizzes in a classroom setting, and can you describe any technical issues encountered during quizzes sessions, including details about the nature of these issues, were posed to elicit rich, detailed responses about the hurdles faced by students, particularly focusing on their experiences with network connectivity. Following the collection of qualitative data from these discussions, a thematic analysis approach to identify, analyze, and report patterns within the data was deployed. This involved a detailed reading of the transcripts to become familiar with the depth and breadth of the content, followed by the generation of initial codes that represented ideas relevant to the research questions. Through a collaborative team effort, these codes were then grouped into potential themes, iteratively refined, and finally defined and named. This process allowed for significant insights about technological barriers, such as network issues, as reported by the students during focus group discussions. Students generally expressed positive sentiments about using quizzes, noting its enjoyable and engaging nature. A common obstacle highlighted by many students was the issue of network connectivity. Despite these challenges, most students felt that their learning experience was not significantly hampered. However, a few expressed that network issues did cause momentary frustration and anxiety, particularly when they were eager to participate. In terms of solutions, students with data packages on their smartphones seemed less affected by the Wi-Fi issues. Overall, there was a consensus that quizzes positively impact learning, with technical issues being seen as minor obstacles. When asked about their preference, students who owned smartphones with data packages expressed a tendency to rely on their personal data for a more stable connection. As for suggestions, students hoped for better campus Wi-Fi but also appreciated the flexibility quizzes offered for use with different types of internet access. From the quantitative data analysis, several key themes emerged reflecting students' positive perceptions of quizzes as described in Table 8. Table 8. Themes and codes of students' perception on using quizzes. The qualitative data from focus group discussions revealed additional nuances and challenges faced by students. Thematic analysis of these transcripts uncovered the themes related to obstacles described in Table 9. Table 9. Obstacles experienced by students. Discussion. The findings underscore a general positive perception among students towards quizzes as an educational tool, reinforcing the game-based learning paradigm's potential to enhance student engagement and learning outcomes through fun and competitive elements. This alignment with the neurofunctional response process to pleasure and joy in learning, as identified by Greipel et al., signifies the neurocognitive benefits of gamification in educational settings. The elevation of neural responses connected to emotion and reward, as observed, further corroborates the effectiveness of gamified learning in activating critical cognitive abilities outlined in Bloom's taxonomy, spanning basic recall to creative application. Recent literature, such as Zainuddin et al. And Farouten Farah and Tagizadeh, highlights the innovative and engaging nature of gamified learning tools like quizzes. Their reports suggest that these tools not only trigger competitive and creative learning processes but also foster independence and self-regulation among students. This study adds to the narrative by demonstrating how quizzes can be a promising platform, echoing the call for incorporating competitive and challenging elements in learning. However, infrastructural barriers such as inadequate internet access is identified, aligning with the concerns raised by Alatiju and Yusuf, which can significantly impede the efficacy of such digital learning tools. This insight extends the discourse on the necessity of robust technological support for the effective implementation of gamified learning solutions. Quantitative data, primarily derived from the use of surveys and questionnaires, provides a solid baseline for understanding the overall students' perception and efficacy of quizzes as a learning medium. When comparing these data points with the current educational framework by Alatiju and Yusuf, particularly the emphasis on personalized and engaged learning environments, results resonate with the growing body of research advocating for adaptive learning technologies. For instance, The positive perceptions highlighted in the quantitative analysis align with the principles of motivational theory in education, which suggests that student engagement increases with interactive and responsive learning tools. These findings underscore the potential of gamified learning environments, like quizzes, to cater to diverse learning needs and preferences, echoing the call for more personalized educational strategies within modern pedagogical models. Qualitative insights gained from focus group discussions reveal intricate details about students' experiences, challenges, and the contextual factors influencing their perceptions of quizzes. This rich narrative complements the quantitative outcomes by providing depth to the observed positive trends, revealing nuances such as the motivational boost from gamification elements and specific pedagogical advantages like instant feedback. These first-hand accounts are invaluable for understanding the complex interplay between student engagement, learning technology, and educational outcomes. The embodied cognition theory, which posits that cognitive processes are deeply rooted in the body's interactions with its environment, offers a theoretical lens to interpret our qualitative findings. The tactile and interactive nature of quizzes, as described by participants, can be seen as facilitating a more immersive and embodied learning experience, fitting into the current shift towards experiential and holistic educational practices. The observational data, documenting student behavior and interaction with quizzes in real time, provides concrete evidence of engagement and active learning. Observing students' nonverbal cues and their navigation through the game offer additional layers of understanding, indicating the degree of ease, motivation, and cognitive engagement experienced by students. This approach aligns with the socio-constructivist learning theory, which values collaboration, social interaction, and the construction of knowledge through active participation. The observational insights highlight how gamified learning tools like quizzes can foster a collaborative and interactive learning atmosphere, echoing the educational framework's emphasis on collaborative learning environments and technology's role in facilitating these interactions. By situating this study within these current educational paradigms, it's evident that gamified learning tools like quizzes not only align with but actively support the evolving goals of educational frameworks, including the facilitation of engaged, personalized, and experiential learning experiences. These insights reinforce the significance of incorporating diverse methodological approaches to fully capture and understand the implications of innovative educational technologies. While this research highlights the potential benefits of using game-based electronic learning media to enhance student engagement and learning outcomes, it is recognized that this approach may not be equally effective or accessible for all students. Educators adopting such tools should consider the diverse needs of their learners, including those who may require accommodations, have different learning styles, or face technological limitations. Tailoring the use of gamified learning environments to suit individual learner profiles and ensuring equitable access to the necessary technological resources are critical steps in maximizing the educational benefits of these tools. The EGAMEDU instrument, validated by Gonzalez et al., serves as a comprehensive framework for evaluating the educational impact of game-based learning environments. Our application of this instrument to quizzes and the findings generated therein invite further scrutiny within the context of current education literature. Given the distinct characteristics and pedagogical approaches inherent to each game-based learning tool, as well as the unique demographics and learning styles of various student cohorts, the generalizability of the EGAMEDU instrument across all settings may be constrained. Therefore, caution should be exercised when interpreting the results obtained through this instrument in the context of quizzes. These findings should be considered preliminary and specific to the conditions under which this study was conducted. Further research is warranted to adapt and validate the EGAMEDU instrument or develop new assessment tools tailored to different game-based learning platforms and target populations, ensuring a more accurate and context-sensitive evaluation of their educational value. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca.